You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Undiagnosed eye health conditions can lead to severe consequences for children's education and well-being. Despite Specsavers recommending a first eye test being 3 years old, research published today suggests one in three children under 18 haven't had a sight test at the opticians. To discuss this and other findings within the research and how important sight tests are for children is Arinder Kaka, an optician with Specsavers and National Children's Eye Health Week ambassador, TV presenter, one-fifth of the Saturdays and a true national treasure, Rochelle Humes. How are you both doing today?
Oh, that was a lovely intro. Nice. Thank you.
And very well deserved.
Thank you very much.
Now, Rochelle, the research published by YouGov marks the second annual National Children's Eye Health Week. Mm-hmm. How important is it for you to be one of the National Children's Eye Health Week ambassadors?
It's really important to me. I am, as a lot of people know, I have two children. So my eldest daughter is four. And it wasn't until I sort of got approached by Specsavers and they sent me, you know, the background of this and the facts and figures at the start of the year. I was reading up on it and I was like, goodness me, I have not taken my little one to have her eyes tested, because I think as a parent, sometimes, you know, as the research shows, it really does get overlooked. And I sort of was doing the obvious, you know, doctor's checkup, dentist. But, you know, I think maybe I assumed that if there was something wrong with her eyes, I would notice the symptoms, or that was something the doctor would pick up on. So I think naively, I had never taken her. And, you know, children should be going, as we said before, from the age of three, with a good chance of rectifying a problem that could be there. It's really hard when they get to 8 years old or any older. It's pretty much too late, right? Yeah. So I then took her. So I was a year out, so I took her at like four. And thankfully, she was okay and all fine with her eyes. But it just showed me that, you know, if I can, I should really raise awareness for this, because there'll be so many people that are like-minded to me and in the same boat where they just, you know, have misjudged this and completely overlooked it.
I think one of the fantastic things is the fact that you were made aware of it, as you've mentioned.
Yeah.
You've got two daughters, Aaliyah May and your newborn, Valentina Rain.
Mm-hmm, that's
so
right.
So Aaliyah's had her first eye test. Do you think this is going to make an impact when it comes to Valentina's eye test?
Oh, absolutely, because now I know. And it's so easy. Aaliyah actually really, really enjoyed it, to be honest with you. And I'll, unfortunately for me, on the way home, she was devastated that she didn't have to have glasses, because Poppy at school has glasses and she wants to be like Poppy. So that was a whole other drama that I had to deal with. I think now I know, and you know, and it's so easy. Specsavers are making it easy for everyone. It's you know, a free eye test for children. You can get involved in your school with that also. And Specsavers are also offering two pairs of free glasses to your children should they need to wear them. So it's, you know, it's not going to cost you. And I, you know, because I think that can be a factor also when you're, you know, worried about stuff like this. So it's there, it's ready available, and it's something that we should all be doing for our little ones.
That's absolutely fantastic on the part of Specsavers.
Very and good.
Arinder, what are the dangers to children with undiagnosed eye health conditions?
Firstly, you know, a year ago, as you know, we partnered with the RNIB on Transforming Eye Health, and the aim was to raise awareness for the importance of regular eye tests and the early detection and prevention of conditions that lead to permanent sight loss. So many minor eye conditions, such as short-sightedness, lazy eye, or amblyopia, can be corrected before the age of eight. Now, if left undetected, they can cause permanent problems. So this is why, as Rochelle said, to get your eyes or children's eyes tested before the age of four or three or four, unless you notice any problems earlier.
What does the research that was published tell us about the reasons why parents don't think to have their kids' eyes tested?
Yeah, the YouGov research that was published today shows two main misconceptions. Now, 44% of parents have felt that they feel as though there's nothing wrong with their children's eyes, which is fair. I think there's more. We need to improve the awareness for parents there. The other main factor was that they felt that their children were too young. Now, 41% of parents had said that. Now, the main misconception is that, you know, my child can't read, and there are lots of different ways an optician can modify an eye test based on children's abilities. So there's many techniques that are available to us, and the opticians are highly skilled to do this, and we can deal with lots of problems, including intellectual and physical disabilities.
And as Rochelle mentioned as well, just one of the reasons is just that you never think. The research published has stated that only one in three people under the age of 18 ever think to go to the opticians before.
Absolutely.
Time.
Exactly right.
And Rochelle, one of the reasons cited in the research for the rise in cases of myopia in children, which has almost doubled in the last 50 years, is the constant use of screens.
I know.
Do you think parents should be doing more to limit screen use?
I mean, I think it's so hard. And I think not only eye health alone, but just like for sanity for children and just, you know, it's so hard. And I definitely try. And my daughter's got an obsession with wanting to watch other children unwrap toys on YouTube. What is that all about? I'm like, I used to just want the toy myself, but now it's like I want to watch someone else. Anyway, I think it's really hard. You know, there are tablets in school now, and as I was saying earlier, we are in 2017, and that's sort of pretty much the way the world's moving. But I think for me, I really, really try and sort of have the sort of old school value in that painting or doing this or doing that. But, you know, and there's, listen, it's easier said than done. And when, you know, it's quite an easy option, isn't it? Right, I'll just do this indoors quickly. You sit there in front of the iPad for half an hour and give me 2 minutes to sort your sister out. You know, it's an easy thing. But I definitely think everything in moderation, and I'm really trying not to become that person that just has their kid in front of an iPad.
One of my friend's kids, Oliver, must be ages with Aaliyah, and I tell you, he knows how to work an iPad like nobody's business, and he loves YouTube, and it's watching other kids play with toys, which is a strange thing.
It's bizarre. Yeah, I have a thing that I'm like, you know, she's not allowed it every day, and it's a real, like, it's a real treat for her, just because I think I sound like an old lady, but it's a scary thing. I'm like, no, let's read a book. Let's all chat around the dinner table. You know,
well, if memory serves, Rochelle, on Celebrity Bake Off you once used salt rather than sugar for rough puff pastry.
I know.
Do you think maybe you could have used an eye test around then?
I could have used something around then. I'm not sure what the answer was, but that was maybe just a hole that I could drop down in the floor and just run away at that point. That's what I could have used.
I've always thought that would be a great clip for one of the future should have gone to Specsaver adverts.
Possibly we could get that, but we could maybe get that, but no, do you know what that was? I was so gutted when that happened. But you know, they're clever. They do it. And this is what they said to me. The producer on the day was like, I cannot believe you fell for the old trick. I'm like, well, I didn't know. They sort of put the salt and the sugar, and they're all in these glass jars. And obviously, I was so smug as well. I was looking in the oven thinking, yes, this is looking great. This is going to be the one. And my thing had got the top marks before, and I was like quietly smug about how amazing my Eccles cakes were going to be. And then, they were literally the saltiest thing I've ever taken. I tried to like chuck a load of sugar on poor Hollywood, and it was Mary Berry that was doing it at the time. Just looked, you know, like they were going to throw up. So
they saw through your ruse.
Oh dear.
Now, if you could offer just one piece of advice to parents of under 18s during National Children's Eye Health Week, what would it be?
I think don't wait for a symptom. Don't wait for there to be, you know, just book in an eye test. And once you've done it, you've done it. It's so simple. It's straightforward. And, you know, my daughter actually really enjoyed it. She said she felt like she was on The Voice in the big chair. And she was, you know, there's like the little games that they play with them. And, you know, it's once you've done it, it's super easy. So I think, don't wait for the symptom. Just sort of book it in like it's something mandatory, I think.
And of course, speaking of advice, we'd like to advise everyone to take part in BBC's Children in Need, which Rochelle is hosting this year.
Yes, it's my fourth year back hosting with my husband again this year. And do you know what? It's such a good night. We all know why we're there. And obviously there's some tough clips, but I think that's good for people to see, because, you know, that's why we're there, to raise lots of money. But the night is so good. Everyone's got such good spirits and such good energy. And I'm excited. I want to top the totaliser again.
Absolutely. And best of luck to that. And of course, best of luck for bandmate Molly on Strictly as well.
I know. Everyone needs to vote for her. She's getting I think she could be a little dark horse, because she's definitely going in the right direction every week.
Well, she's got my vote. And we promise you, we will vote if you can promise us that you'll get the ladies back together and have another Saturday's tour soon.
I can't promise that, but vote anyway.
If our listeners want to find out more about Specsavers or National Children's Eye Health Week, where should they go?
Just head over to Specsavers website, or just pop in store if you're walking past. Just pop in and someone will be happy to chat with you about it.
Arinder Kaka, optician with Specsavers, and Rochelle Humes, national treasure and ambassador for National Children's Eye Health Week. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio.